As part and parcel of securing an investment visa, you necessarily have to satisfy the approvability test, where you persuade the immigration department that all things considered, you can make a substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong. Now, what this would have meant is that during the currency of your application, you would have essentially persuaded the department that you were in a position to create local employment opportunities, that you were going to deploy both financial and non-funding resources to your opportunity to the extent that the immigration department were persuaded that you've got a sustainable business. And also you would have made representations directly or indirectly that spoke to the fact that you would establish business premises because your employees would need somewhere to report to work to each day. And the immigration department placed a great deal of stock on you establishing offices. Because essentially the overall intention is that you're not going to have what is really a one-man business, because immigration policy, the test itself, calls for substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong, not substantial contribution to the economy of the individual applicant. So essentially what this leaves you is in a scenario where immigration department have said, well, yeah, okay, we're buying into the idea that you can operate your own business to the extent that you can pass the approvability test in due course, and got your approval. So each time that you've gone up for an extension, you've essentially taken what is a one-man business that's never progressed past the expectations of the immigration department to the point where you're going to be more than a one-man business. And you're reporting the fact of your one-man business to the immigration department, and you're saying to them, look, actually, practically, I'm a one-man business, this is what I do and this is how I do it, and therefore, clearly, I don't need offices. And so can you please be obviated from that requirement? But clearly, that doesn't accord with the approvability test that you essentially signed up to when you got your initial approval. And it's for that reason that the immigration department are essentially dragging you over the coals each time your limit of stay is coming up for renewal, because there is this essential conflict that you can't really operate a one-man business and be expected to maintain or indeed initially secure investment visa permissions on that basis. So when you go back each year and you report your scenario, you're getting the same response, and that's a systemic response. At this time, it seems that each time you've sought your extension, you've gotten one. In my experience, the immigration department tend to drag you over the coals each time that you're up for business review upon extension if you're a one-man business. And if you remain a one-man business, it's clearly going to get more and more difficult for you with each passing extension, because they are going to hold your feet to the fire as regards you building a business that's something more than just, you know, the sum of your own personal capabilities. As I say, because there is no such thing as a one-man business in Hong Kong for the purposes of a business investment visa approval. So the answer to your question is, well, you know, strictly according to policy, yes, you do need to have office premises, irrespective of, you know, the lack of a practical need, if you will, for those premises. But that's not the issue. The issue is essentially what it takes generally to get approved, and it seems to me you're round pegs in square holes, because you clearly once upon a time persuaded the department of your ability to make that substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong, and then after the fact you've settled on a modus operandi that works well for you, but it means that you're essentially a one-man operator working out of somebody else's business premises, and that's the real issue, not so much can you get away without having to establish office premises. It's understanding why the immigration department are essentially asking that of you, and understanding what the expectations are for you each time you come up for your extension, because you have to continue to show that you are making a substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong. And rightly or wrongly, the way the immigration department demarcate the satisfaction of that test is, as I say, through the applicability and availability of the three legs of the approvability stool, which is local jobs, suitable business premises, and the kind of resources you need to be successful. So I hope that helps in some small way. I realise it's not giving you an answer specifically that you were looking for, that is a yay or a nay, But in the final analysis, if you keep going for your extensions and they keep giving them to you, then I guess you're winning, right? Because at some point, once you get to 7 years, you're no longer going to have to answer those questions, and it may well be that your one-man business might fall over the line for an approval for the right of abode in due course, notwithstanding the efforts of the Immigration Department to make you come good on that substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong that's expected of you. Okay, I hope you found that useful.